Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
All right, and we're back. As you can tell, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. Me and Tanner are on the road. We're in Edmonton. What hotel we're staying in? Well, we're not going to get into that. But I would like to get a big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's show. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral, thank you very much for sponsoring the show. We do appreciate that. Now, on that note, you know I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, thank you very much. My name is Richard McDonald, owner and director of R1 Exterior. My basic day-to-day life is pretty much consistent of erecting buildings that we're staying in like this today. So right now we're doing a double six-story high-rise apartment building here in Edmonton, and it's spanning little over 350 square feet linear. Okay. And the total of the building is absolutely ridiculous. I've been doing stuff like this for about 6 years now, going on seven. And yeah, this is something I've never seen before. And I tell you what, I've done quite a few things.
Okay.
I'll be able to get you guys some photos and stuff like that after.
Please.
But the general scope of everything is just kind of interesting.
Yeah. So how did you get into this industry?
Honestly, long story short, I was told by a much older fellow than me when I was still in high school. He said, "You like working with your hands?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You care about long hours?" I said, "No, not really, man. Yeah. I really don't like high school, I tell you what."
Yeah.
And he kind of just pushed me into the right direction and said, "You know, an ISN sounds like the perfect trade for you, man." And
so what does the acronym ISN stand for?
So I'm an interior systems mechanic.
Okay.
Yeah. That basically includes everything from interior framing, exterior framing, drywall, insulation, vapor barrier, everything that incorporates anything from a small house to like a hotel like this.
Wow, really cool. So you finished high school?
No, actually.
You didn't? Okay, that's what I was going to say. What's the post-secondary, what are the requirements to get certified for that?
Nothing. And we're an unticketed trade. That's the weird thing about it.
Okay.
Is a lot of what we do is you're more of a skilled tradesman than you are an actual ticketed tradesman.
Right.
It all relies on how well you can understand basic mechanics of interior workings.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you started working at this obviously very young then.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How did you transition to working in the field to then starting your own organization?
A lot of hard work, determination, and discipline, actually. Oh God, I could go on about all the bosses that I've had. I've worked with Guy Lafleur's nephew. He was one of my very first jobs in this field. I've worked everywhere from Fort McMurray after the fire to rebuild most of Timberley and the entertainment complex that's there.
Yeah, yeah.
I've done everything from hotels to apartment buildings, hospitals, police stations.
Right.
And a lot of what I got good at was CRUs, which is just a commercial rental unit.
Okay.
They are everything from Huskies to Maxes to 7-Elevens to Walmarts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're doing that, you're getting a name in the industry, I'm assuming. People are getting familiar with you and the work that you're doing.
100%. And a lot of it was the people that I worked under
right.
throughout the years. They also had big names for themselves. And
right.
then once I was actually able to step my foot in and say, no, guys, I am an experienced person here. Like,
yeah.
give me a shot. It was everybody walking through and that helped me. Is basically what my motto on everything is now is I'm here to help people
right.
the same way that I've been helped throughout my life.
Very cool.
Yeah,
and so
you.
When you're putting a crew together, what's the size of crew? Are you a one-man band or are you having some people come and support the different type of work that you're doing?
Yeah, so as of right now, I've always just been a one-man band for the most part.
Right.
Now I'm expanding into, we have insulation crews that are going through this six-story high-rise that we're doing right now.
Right.
I need boarders and insulators for other jobs afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's only just now opening up for me, and
right,
it's really
right.
really getting exciting.
Neat. Now, how do you go about finding some of these tradespeople to support you?
Honestly, as of right now, Indeed, if you hear this,
yeah.
I'm a little angry with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Quit pulling down my posts.
Yeah.
That's an issue, but Kijiji, Facebook, I try and get out anywhere that I can. ZipRecruiter, I'm talking with them right now as well.
Okay.
I just started with my Facebook page, which is honestly something I should have done sooner.
Yeah.
Shout out R1 Exterior on Facebook.
There
please.
You go. Follow, like, and share. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it's been a word of mouth primarily, and I'm
okay.
grateful to guys that I have right now. They're all a great bunch of guys, and
right.
I'm hoping to just kind of expand it and hopefully make a bit of more of like a family-friendly company here.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, listen, my man, we have a segment in the show called the Max City Minute.
Yep.
This is Tanner's segment, so he's going to ask you some questions. I don't know what he's going to ask you, but before we get into Tanner's segment, we got to give a big shout out to the sponsor of this segment, MIB Moving. They did not move us into this location, but they did our others, and they're an awesome moving company. So if you're in Fort Mac or outside of MIB, they're the company to go with. Now, Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right. Question number one. What is your favorite part of owning and running your own business within Edmonton?
Oh, that's a good one. The mass amount of people that I honestly get to connect with on a day-to-day basis, it ranges from all the tradespeople that I work with in the building to outside the building. It's the city itself. The city of Edmonton couldn't be more welcoming to new and upcoming businesses.
Question number two, what is the most interesting job site that you've gotten to work on?
Wow, that would be the first one out of high school. Oh, wow. The 127th Street PCL building, that was the cop shop first out of high school there. We had this, oh my goodness, like an inch thick, Kevlar board that we were putting on the walls because obviously police stations have to be bulletproof.
Right.
One sheet of this was 4x8 and had to be 3,000 pounds.
I did not know they had to be bulletproof.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You want someone walking into your police station open firing?
Oh, no.
Not likely.
Interesting fact. I learn something new every day. Okay. All right.
Question number three. What is one tip you have to giving a good hug?
Oh. It starts with the emotion. You embrace and you just don't let it go.
Question number four. What is one thing about going to raves that you love the most?
The people. The people that you get to meet. The memories that you get to make with everybody and just the energy.
And your final question. What was your favorite part of your time spent in Fort McMurray?
Oh, that's a good one. The view, you don't get the wilderness like you do in Fort Mac,
yeah.
where you have a coexisting city with everything being just nature.
Right.
And that's the best part about it for me, is you're not trapped like you feel in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that you have out in Fort McMurray are absolutely amazing. Everybody's so kind and loving. And then it's the environment, man. Nothing like the true north.
There you go.
And those have been your five questions.
All right. So my question to you is, you you grew up here in Edmonton your whole life?
No. So my father is ex-military. He spent 26 years in the military, and he bounced around from Ontario to Alberta a bit. Okay. And everywhere else, obviously. But I'm born in Bracebridge. Well, sorry, Barrie, Ontario, raised in Bracebridge.
Right.
And then, probably like 3 or 4 came out to Edmonton. So Edmonton is my home.
Is your home, okay.
Yeah. As far as I can remember memory-wise, Edmonton's always been home to me.
Home to you, okay. Now, you've done some work in Fort McMurray. How does that take place in regards to you're in this industry, you're working primarily in Edmonton, do you just get a call to say, hey, we got a crew, we need you in Fort McMurray? How does that transpire?
Yeah, essentially, it's... With the time I spent out in Fort McMurray, my boss was contracted out to go up and do the landmark, to do Jolly J's.
Banquet
that's in there. Yeah.
Right.
Like pretty much everything that's in there, aside from A&W. That was a weird one. A&W has their own contractors.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So that's
very interesting.
A weird bit that I kind of thought, like, I was excited to work on it.
Yeah,
never
yeah.
seen how A&W goes together, and they were like, nope, nobody touch it. All right,
okay.
Fine then. Yeah. But we were contracted to do everything out there, from putting in the exterior walls, interior, everything that goes into making the place what it is. And shout out to Jolly J's owner. You were amazing. Thank you for the hospitality, and thank you for the free beers when we finished.
There you go. So how long were you in Fort McMurray in total for?
A little over a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Where did you live while you're up there? What area? No address.
So the complex with the Tim Hortons and East Village Pub.
Oh, geez, you were living in the hot spot.
Oh, yeah,
buddy. You had a lot of fun when you were up in Fort Mac.
A little.
There we go.
A little bit.
Is that how you met Tanner initially?
No, actually, I met Tanner, what was the first rave that...
Chasing Summer.
No, I never went to Chasing. It was at Borgor? Union, maybe.
Borgor.
Borgor, okay. Borgor. Oh, wow. And so you met him after your time spent in Fort McMurray?
During.
Okay, during, very cool. Oh, interesting. So, okay, I'm new to this rave culture.
Okay,
right. I've only been to 2 with Tanner. We went to 1 in Calgary, we went to 1 here in Edmonton, and we're going to another one tonight. We're actually going to interview some of the DJs. I'm pretty excited
really?
About that.
Really? Right on. Congrats, guys.
Yeah, man. So we're pretty pumped about that. What about this culture do you kind of identify or jive with?
The loving atmosphere is really what it is. It boils down to everybody being there in an unjudging way. They're there to experience the music and themselves the same way that you are.
Yeah.
Everybody's there to dance, to move with the music, and to literally dance like nobody's watching.
That's right.
And
facts.
It's so nice to be able to separate yourself from reality for a minute, come out of your shell, and then the people that you meet when you're experiencing yourself with others in the same way, that's pure.
There you go. Now, I'm new to it, and I think most people thinking about the rave culture have their predetermined thoughts about it, which honestly, once you get in there, it's completely different from what you think it's going to be.
Yes, it is.
You brought a little bit of an entourage today. So how did your entourage feel about you going to raves initially in the thought process? And how did you explain that? Because I know my parents, if I was trying to explain it at a younger age, would have been like, not a effing chance.
Ooh.
So how do you sell it to all the moms and dads at home that, hey, this is...
You just go.
Yeah. That's
you tell them when you get back.
Right. Tanner said it the best that I could have. You beg for forgiveness and ask for permission. It's pretty much it. You go and you have fun, but you have fun in a safe way.
That's right.
It's control and it's
responsibility,
balance. Exactly. Yeah. You gotta make sure that you're out there looking out for one another.
That's right.
And then at the end of the day, if you have fun, that's the main portion.
It's a really friendly environment. Like, it's completely different. And I think, like, most parents out there would say, oh, when my kid turns 18, they can go to the bar, and like, they have their apprehensions.
Yeah.
But as a older gentleman, going to raves and seeing it, I'm just like, it's much more safe than a bar.
Yeah, 110%.
And the environment is much more looking out, caring, like everybody kind of is there for
one
each
another.
Yeah. So it's a really nice environment. But yeah, as an adult, see, mom shaking her head, I agree with you, yeah. So back to your company for a second though.
Yes.
If people wanted to get in contact with you, utilize your service, may it be here or potentially back in Fort McMurray, how would they get in contact with you? What's that process look like for them?
So honestly, you can email me at r1exterior, no S, r1exterior@gmail.com. You can access my Facebook page, same thing, r1exterior. Primarily, without disclosing my
phone number
to anybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are the primary resources as of now. And feel free. I have pictures online for everything that I've done that I can find.
That's right.
Of course, there are many jobs from previous working with and for other companies, stuff like that, that I can't directly find. But everything as of recent is pretty much on there. And it's a scope of magnitude. Like I've erected, here's the craziest one that I've actually done myself. We had 42 foot long studs that we could not cut up into any sort of sections to make this work.
Right.
And to coordinate with a guy in a man lift, well, you're trying to push these giant studs, 300 pound studs, into the air and not bend or break anything.
Right.
I've scaled buildings and worked off the edge with nothing but a cable holding me, man. Like, I'm more than willing to take on anything and to show anybody anything that I could possibly have knowledge on. And I'm not opposed to learning new things.
That's
so
right.
Anybody with any inquiries, anybody looking for anybody with framing work, anything like that, feel free to reach out. Just more or less, I'm here to expand my business and to really put a name out for myself.
Very cool, man. Now listen, that's the end of the show. We're coming close to the 20 minutes. Now everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug before they leave. You just did a plug for the company.
I did. Now you
got to be creative with your shameless shout out or plug. It could be anything. I can't give you any hints, but we've had some very interesting shout outs. So you got the mics, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Oh, shameless shout out, eh? I could put Tanner on blast, but I'm not gonna. Let's see. Let's see here. You know, I guarantee Cam would appreciate this.
Okay.
So my buddy Cam is a mechanic that
I love this. Okay.
Yeah. He's a mechanic that works on cars, and he just recently started up his own YouTube and stuff like that. So this would be a great promotion for him. CAMBLXXK on Instagram, and you can find all of his links and everything through there, to his YouTube, to all of his pictures of cars. If you guys are interested in cars, like car enthusiasts, like watching guys on YouTube go through the motions and do day-to-day with everything during the process of builds, that's your guy.
Very nice. All right, good plug. All right, well, that's the end of the episode. Dude, thank you very much for making the time to come today. I really appreciate it. Feel free to come back again and again when we're here in Edmonton or if you're ever in Fort Mac.
100%.
Don't be a stranger.
Oh, never.
Cool. Awesome, man.
Appreciate it.
All right. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. Big shout outs to our sponsors, Noral Toyota and MIB. We couldn't do this without you, so thank you for your support. I hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.